Hey there, sweetie. Are you feeling okay? I know. The drugs can really take a toll on you. I still remember when I was transitioning. I used to have the most horrible fevers and headaches. Here, let me pat down your head with a cool rag. There. Listen, I know you won't believe me. But it's your own fault that you're feeling this way. Oh, don't get upset. What are you gonna do? Hit me? Even if you weren't tied up, we both know your arms are too weak for that now. Pretty soon, all that muscle still left will be gone. And then they'll look just like mine. Pretty, slim, and petite. I'm serious when I say that you're only making it worse for yourself. You're changing, whether you like it or not. All your resistance is accomplishing is making you feel sick and delaying the inevitable. How do I know? Because I was just like you when they caught me. I was a man, or at least I thought I was. Truth is, I was just a dumb sissy fooling herself, just like you are now. They wouldn't have picked you to become one of us if you were a real man, you know? Believe me, I get it. It's a hard thing to accept. That everything you thought about yourself, about the man you thought you were, was all a lie. I get that. But you're gonna have to get over it soon. I did. Oh, I fought and kicked and screamed. Even as my body got weaker and more feminine. Even when my tits started growing in and my dick shrank to a little nub. I still insisted that I was a man. That it was all brainwashing and drugs. Pretty silly, huh? Then I got my first cock. And all the lies just slipped away. You look so cute when you blush. The men are going to love that about you. I know you don't want to admit it, but it excites you, doesn't it? The thought of real man's throbbing cock rubbing against your pervy little sissy ass. Him flipping you over and fucking you raw like the bitch in heat that you are. You see, those urges were always there, even if you didn't know it. Sissies like us are born this way, and sometimes we just need someone else to teach us how to be what we were meant to be. You're going to have to accept it sooner or later. They won't give you a choice. Oh, but I've gone and gotten you all excited, haven't I? I can see your tiny little erection pushing through your panties. Your little clitty's gotten all worked up, hasn't she? And I know the drugs increase your libido. You must be going absolutely fucking crazy right now. And with your hands tied up, it's not like there's much you can do about it. I suppose I could help with that, you know. If you wanted me to. I'm not really interested in other sissies, you know. I only really fuck men these days, but I don't think it would take much work for me to satisfy you. Your clitty looks like she's ready to burst just from me talking to you. So, what's it gonna be? You want me to help you get off? Or are you going to keep being a stoic, silent, manly man? I thought so. Well, sissy, one of the first things you should learn around here is no one's going to fuck you just because you want them to. Sissies exist to serve real men and women. That's our purpose in this world. So if a naughty little thing like you really wants to get fucked, she has to ask for it. Aww. It's cute that you're so eager. but you need to learn how to ask properly. I'll show you. Repeat after me. Mistress, can you help this little sissy get off? Go on, say it. Say it. There we go. Was that so hard? Of course, I'm not really the mistress type, but we need to get you used to showing respect so you'll be ready when a real man or woman decides to claim you. Just think of me as your sissy big sister right now, okay? And since you asked so nicely, I'll go ahead and rub your little clitty through your panties. Oh, it's not a clit? Well, that's your problem right there. You're still thinking of it as a dick, aren't you? But a real man's cock isn't so small and soft, is it? Feel my hand stroking you there? If you put this little thing inside a woman, I doubt she'd even notice. No, this isn't a cock. It's a clit. And if you want me to keep rubbing it, you'll say so. Tell me what you have between your legs, sissy. Tell me you have a clit. It feels good when the truth comes out, doesn't it? But you should know, a sissy's clit is mostly just there to show the world she's not a real girl. Your real pleasure isn't going to come from the front, sissy. Here, let me slide my other hand down into those panties. Ah, your cheeks are already so plush and girly. You've got a cute butt. I'm so jealous. Now then, the next thing you should know is, this isn't your asshole anymore. It's your pussy. That's right. You have a pussy now. And your little sissy hole is just begging for some real cock, isn't she? Yes, she is. Sadly for you, sissy, I don't have one of those. You'll just have to make do with my finger slipping right up your hole. Oh, I love the way you squirm. This is actually getting me a little excited. And I'm not even into girls. One hand stroking your clitty, the other hand finger fucking your little sissy prostate. God, you look adorable when you're getting fucked, honey. How could you think of yourself as a man when you're panting and moaning like a little bitch in heat? Such a silly little sissy you are. Man, it takes me back. Oh, I can feel you getting close. That didn't take too long. And this is only one finger. Imagine how good it's going to feel when you have a real man's cock ramming that cute little ass of yours. Whatever lingering thoughts of resistance you have are going to fly right out the window as your brain shuts down with an overload of pleasure. I hope I'm there to see it. Okay, hon. I know you want to come. And I want to let you come. But you have to be a good girl for me first. I want you to repeat after me. I'm a little sissy slut, and I need a man to fuck me. You don't get to come until you say it. I'm serious, sissy. I'll take my finger out of your ass right now and leave you here unless you say it. On three. Ready? One. Two. Three. Good girl. Oh, such a good girl. Look at that mess you made in your panties. But I bet you don't feel so sick anymore, do you? No, you must feel wonderful now. Like I said, if you enjoyed that so much, just wait until it's a real man. I'm gonna go ahead and untie you now, sweetie, okay? I think we both know you're not going anywhere. Shh. There, there. It's okay to cry a little. It's not easy letting go of your manhood, is it? I'm gonna go get you a new pair of panties. And maybe a cute little training bra for those little titties of yours. You go ahead and cry for now. But when I come back, I expect an attitude change. Okay, Missy? The masters aren't going to be as patient with you as I am. Okay. I know you don't believe me now, but this is what's best for you. You're going to have a lovely life with us, little sis. Sit tight. I'll be back for you soon.